Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twan DeBlack. You know, we hear in the news right now that our HBCUs are in trouble. In case you don't know what HBCU is, it's Historically Black Colleges and Universities. Joining us this morning, Stanley Nelson, filmmaker, and the documentary is just wonderful. You've got to see it. It says, "Tell Them We Are Rising." Good morning to you, Mr. Stanley. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. What made you want to make this documentary, tell this story?
Well, a couple of things. One, I guess the first thing is that my parents both went to HBCUs, and it changed their lives. My mother went to Talladega, and my father went to Howard. My father and his brother were the first people in his family to graduate high school.
Mm.
My father went to Howard and went on to Howard Dental School and became a dentist, and it changed his life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you hear about in the news, you know, the troubles that a lot of HBCUs really are in financial trouble, closing down and all of that, you know, telling the story is more pertinent and deliberate than anything right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important that we talk about the history of these great institutions, how they've been the leaders in so many different places. In so many different movements in African-Americans' history and in Americans' history, that if we know that history, maybe we'll work harder to keep these institutions alive.
Yeah, yeah. And that's certainly what's happening right now. I think it's so competitive. And now students are choosing between, you know, white universities and HBCUs. And it's a toss-up for them. They're not understanding that rich, rich history that, my God, the HBCUs played in all of our history right now.
Right, right. I mean, I think also one of the things we have to say is that many HBCUs have seen an increase in applications over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as this country has become, you know, more racialized rather than less.
Yes.
Many young African Americans are choosing, and white Americans and Asian Americans, mm-hmm, and Latino Americans are choosing to go to HBCUs.
And, you know, I just think that in the mix of it right now, which is really, really great, that even, you know, white kids are going to HBCUs, that everybody gets that experience. It's such an awesome experience.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, I've been traveling around with the film showing at HBCU campuses, and there is no more committed alumni than HBCU graduates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come to the screenings wearing their school colors, wearing their fraternity and sorority colors. They cheer when there's a picture of their school that comes on. So the alumni are really motivated and enthusiastic.
Yeah, and so how are the students, what is the response, especially from us older alumni that look at what my school did and the history of it and then where we are today? What are they saying?
The response has just been incredible. I should say, you know, we premiered the film at the Sundance Film Festival,
mm-hmm,
in 2017, and we finished the film on a Thursday night and screened the film on a Monday afternoon. So we had never seen the film with an audience, and we screened it at Sundance. The audience was 90% white. We got a standing ovation. People were crying,
yeah,
you know, cheering. It was,
mm-hmm,
it was great. And then, as we've taken the film out on tour, we've gone to a lot of HBCUs, and the reaction there has just been just over the top. You know, people stand up and cheer. As I say, when their school comes on, they cheer. They cheer. You know, they cry and sigh and moan. So, you know, I think this is a film that appeals to everybody. That was one of the things we wanted it to do when we were in production. You know, we knew that there were people who know a lot about HBCUs, who might have attended,
mm-hmm,
HBCUs, and parents might have attended HBCUs. But there's also people who don't even know what HBCU stands for.
Right.
So we wanted to make a film that would appeal to everybody.
Stanley, what did you learn that was really surprising to you about the part in history?
I think, you know, how central Black colleges and universities have been to so many seminal movements in the United States. You know,
mm-hmm,
just, you know, from Brown versus Board of Ed to the sit-ins, just they've been just so important. They've been probably the most important thing that we've had as African Americans to push people into the middle class. Just, you know, they're all around importance in so many ways was really something that I learned while making this film.
You have a lot of film, a lot of great pictures. Thurgood Marshall was just, you know, he was a force to be reckoned with in his younger days. He was phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal. And so many great pictures and just moments in time. But it just seems like it just went from one thing to the next to the next. And the students were on the forefront of it all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one through line in the film is that, you know, it's the students that have propelled these schools to greatness. You know, mm-hmm. it's the students that have been leaders in the sit-in movements, in Freedom Summer, the Freedom Rider movement, in the changes that happened in the 70s. Mm-hmm. You know, it's students, and we end the film with students today. Mm-hmm. One young woman who is attending Spelman, you know, who could have attended any university she wanted, and she is really moving when she talks about why she chose Spelman.
Yeah.
That's one of the sections I just love.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, can we get it to the high school kids who need to see that rich history and the family, you know, the unity of the family of going to an HBCU. So I'm wondering, can we start there or even middle school when kids are just thinking about maybe going to college at that time?
Yeah, that's something that we're really pushing is to get the film to middle schools and to high school mm-hmm. and junior high school to let people know that this is an option, you know, early on in your life. You know, and we don't think that everybody should go to an HBCU. You're not, you know, they're not for everybody,
right.
But they are for a lot of people, and they are a real option that I think people should consider. And so that's one of the things that we're pushing, and we will push. You know, our main push right now is the, you know, air date on Monday,
yes.
February 19th
mm-hmm.
on PBS. But after that, we will try to get the film out there. We have study guides and everything to help people better understand the history of HBCU.
So it's under Independent Lens. Will they archive that so we can go in and just get it on demand if we miss it tomorrow?
Yeah, if you miss it on PBS,
mm-hmm.
You can go to, you know, pbs.org. They have an incredible website, and it'll stream for a while. And
yeah.
then you can get it, you can download it or, you know, stream and look at it for free for a period after that. It also will go on sale right after that. You know, so if people want to buy
mm-hmm.
the DVD or Blu-ray, it goes on sale as soon as right after it airs. You know, they have that thing. If you want to buy this show,
right.
So it goes on.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's the kind of show that people will want. Because
absolutely.
It has just so many incredible pictures
mm-hmm.
and so much
history.
Wonderful footage of HBCUs
mm-hmm.
and black college life through the years that people have never seen. You know, that was one of the great things about making this film was that
mm-hmm.
we went to the HBCUs themselves and said, you know, let us use your pictures. Let us use those pictures that you have,
yeah.
you know, from 1880 and 1890 and 1910 and, you know, 1930. Just beautiful, incredibly beautiful pictures.
Absolutely. You started all the way back in slavery, all the way up till today. I think the thing that I learned most was more about Booker T. Washington and his part in history, you know, the white and the black side. It was really interesting. Really.
Yeah, I mean, Booker T. Washington is a fascinating character, and I think that you know, everybody that sees the film, you know, wants to talk about Booker T.
Mm.
And his role and his debates with Du Bois on this epic debate on which way black education should go.
Right.
And I think it's really this important moment in African-American history and the history of this country
mm-hmm.
that most people don't know about.
Absolutely. I'm just sitting there in awe going, wow, this is phenomenal. Stanley, is there a place where folks can go and learn more about you and see the other films that you've done?
Sure. Our company is called Firelight Media, and if you go to firelight.com and if you want more information about this film, it's hbcurising.com.
Mm-hmm.
But we
mm-hmm.
are Firelight Media, and you can go to the web and find out more about us and other films that we've made.
All right, now this is going to be you'll be able to see it on Independent Lens on PBS on tomorrow 9 to 10:30 p.m. That's February 19th. And you don't want to miss it. Tell them we are rising. The filmmaker is Stanley Nelson. Thank you so much for joining us.